But out in front, down below the police memorial that's there, they have brick pavers all around, and they've set up for the special memorial going on today. It's the Lorain County Police Memorial. It goes to different communities every year to be hosted. This year, Wellington gets to host it, and we have with us Police Chief Tim Barfield. Morning, Chief.
Morning, sir.
So how did Wellington get chosen this year, or what was the process for you to be the host for the Police Memorial this year?
Well, the event is hosted by the Lorain County Police Chiefs Association every year, and they look for volunteers. Last year, my guys came to me and said, we want to do this. So we went and volunteered, and nobody objected. So
then obviously you're required to put on a program, put things together, and you have a memorial monument that's out there. How long has that been there? Do you know the history of that at all?
It's been there for several years. Okay. We've lost two police officers in Wellington, and we've lost a couple of firefighters. And so they got together and decided that this would be an important thing to do.
Can you give us a little background on those losses here in Wellington?
I'd love to do justice to my firefighter brothers, but they would do a better job there. Okay. I know that a couple of years ago we did lose a firefighter in a fast water rescue. Some kids drove into a flooded area, and they sent in a firefighter to rescue them, and they lost him in that event. For us, we lost Marshal George Brenner in 1887, I believe, 3 or 7. Anyhow, Marshal Brenner was checking out some suspicious people, found out they had been involved in a burglary. He was shot, was able to negotiate his way back up to his apartment, and died in his wife's arms. So George Brenner is memorialized on the monument. And then Edmund Smith, May 4th, 1957. We just had a special tribute to him on May 4th this year. He was investigating a domestic violence call here right behind us on Cortland Street. when he arrived, Walt Bioman took off. He chased him down. They stopped. Walt Bioman got out of his car. There was a little bit of gun battle. Officer Smith's gun jammed. And Walt Bioman went up and executed Edmund Smith. Both Edmund Smith's daughters will be here today. We have a very close relationship with them. So,
are domestics and robbery, when you respond to those, you really don't know what you're walking into or what the potential is?
Well, you know, unfortunately, in the job that we have, we never know what we're walking into. I was on what I thought was a car alarm one time. It was just a guy was out there taking care of his car, and turns out it was a stolen car. So he was pretending it was his, and you just never know what you're walking into. So with domestics and bank robberies, it could be a suspicious person. Look at the news, how crazy it gets. So,
yep. Well, that's where your training comes into play, right? All the training you get, and just being able to have that experience to know. And so that's why it's important, obviously, for people to remember not only those that have given their life in the service of the police force, but those that are out there now protecting us. Your unit recently went down to Columbus. There was a police officer that was killed. And many times in the state of Ohio, whatever, if there's an officer that there happens to be a funeral, you'll send different officers from different communities. We'll come and pay their respects.
Yes.
And there was a post that came on Facebook related to, I guess, an incident that occurred after your officers had been there. They stopped at a restaurant, and their tab was picked up. Tell me a little bit about how that sort of what that means and what you, how the that sort of helps the morale, I guess, in a sense?
Well, sure. First off, the incident itself, Stephen Smith from Columbus was killed on a SWAT call. And they had his funeral service, so of course we went down and met up with some sheriff's deputies and went down. When we were done, it was 2 in the afternoon, we had to be back, but you know, we'd been standing around all day, so we stopped at a Red Robin restaurant, ordered some food. When a young lady, Jessica, stopped by, she says, you guys having a good day? And I said, well, it's never a good day when you lose a brother. And her eyes kind of teared up a little bit, and she said, okay, and she gathers our order. And we had, you know, separated the check. When it came, the check came in, you know, just one folder. And I said, oh, you know, she didn't separate. We'll figure it out. And they said, hold on a second. And they passed it down, and she'd written it. She'd picked up this check. You know, we thanked her. She told us that her father was a retired policeman. We thanked her for that. She stepped back. I took a picture of her. She said, don't take a picture of me while I'm crying. But we took that picture. We took a picture of the note she left. And then I posted it on Facebook. You know, the rest of it's just kind of a viral story, I guess.
Right. It takes off beyond that, beyond just an incident that would have happened. You would have thanked her. You would have felt good. But this shares it with the rest of the public. And it kind of sometimes counteracts other information they chose out on social media, too, I would assume.
Absolutely. And the best part of this whole thing, though, is that, you know, we are under attack by the media. I don't think policemen are the ones causing all the problems. I'm not saying we can't be better, but we're under attack by the media. And I don't believe that most people harbor those negative views of the police. And that kind of post, it went viral because I think so many people do support, you know, what the police do. So.
It also is interesting how social media now can be helpful to you as a police officer. I mean, not only getting words out, but maybe even helping to solve crimes in a sense.
Well, we have started using Facebook quite a bit. And the last three posts that we put on Facebook with video and pictures, we've been able to solve crimes that if we would have solved them, we certainly would have taken a lot longer. Putting it out there, again, I think it goes to the fact that the people want to help, that people want a good society. You know, if we have a bad cop, we want to fix that. But by and large, I mean, these guys put on a bulletproof vest every day and go out and do a great job.
You had a program here, I guess it was maybe a week or so, last week, related to heroin,
yes.
The addiction with that and the problem with that. Talk about that, of how you see that affecting the community, village of Wellington, or this part of the county in general.
Well, sure. You know, what happens is I've been here for about a year and a half, and the police have been responding to a lot of heroin calls. We've had a lot of overdose. Lorain County was a test county for the state of Ohio for Narcan, it wasn't picked accidentally. So when I came here, we responded to a lot of these things. And, you know, in a small place like this, a lot of these people all know one another. So we're looking to try to find a solution to this. Well, what we've seen an increase in burglaries. We've seen an increase in thefts. I can't say every one of them is related to heroin, but, you know, it's known that the drug people that use the drugs need to feed that habit. And so the increase in crime is pretty standard wherever you go. And we were looking for a solution. What happens, we keep arresting these people, and we throw them in jail, and they get out, and they come back to the same life, and they do the same thing over and over, and we realize that arresting them wasn't going to solve this. This isn't going to help. Now, we're not going to not arrest, but we reached out to the faith community and the rest of the community, and we have promised that anybody that has an addiction to anything, if they reach out to us, we will get them the help they need. We will send them for help. So,
well, it's trying to sort of another way to solve the issue or kind of mitigate anything that's occurring so it doesn't get too far out of hand. Is the Wellington Village, is it still kind of a, you know, don't lock my door kind of a thing? Things, you know, garage doors open, kind of that sort of, you think about that sometimes. You come to the village, you see the nice town hall, that type of a thing. Is it still a sense of that, or is things kind of closed down somewhere?
No, well, it is that, and that's where everybody wants to live, right? The problem is, you know, the rest of society kind of invades that, and the reality hits, and there's a struggle right now. People that want to maintain that, but get concerned for that. So we want to continue that image here. We want people to feel safe, and we want the people to know that the police are here to help them, however that is, you know, whether it's to help you with a drug addiction or help you with, keeping safe in a community or, you know, just knowing that we're here.
In a community like this, do you have an opportunity to connect with a lot of people, to know a lot of people?
We do. It's one of the greatest things about this. I spent 32 years up in the Cleveland area. And although to an extent you can do that, you still can't do it the same as this small town. People are very open and very friendly, and you know, you can walk down the street here and meet and talk to a lot of people, and it's one of the great things about Wellington and about small town America.
Right. Of course, you have big. You got 58 and 18. you have a good working relationship, obviously, with other law enforcement for the Highway Patrol and all those other people, too, that may have some jurisdiction within the community, too.
Sure. It's been our goal for some time to build those relationships with law enforcement, with the other communities around us, to involve the police departments and the communities just working together with this heroin program we just rolled out, this initiative. We didn't try to do it in Wellington. We called it South Lorain County. And so we touch bases with people from all the townships around here to make this happen. So it's that relationship is important in all of our lives, especially here in Wellington.
Well, a lot of them will be coming out today, obviously, for the Lorain County Police Memorial, which gets underway, the event at 11 o'clock this morning. And I see this morning you have your badge with the black band over it. That's in respect to those that have passed, so that'll be seen quite a bit from last night's vigil as well as through today. Police Chief Barfield, thank you for coming in and talking with us, and we will look forward to broadcasting the event this morning, getting underway at about 11 a.m.
Thank you, sir. Again.